From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Full hour today with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. And listen, before we bring Carla in, I did it this morning, and I'm, you know, actually don't have plans to go to the Balloon Fiesta, but that doesn't mean I won't. And I will tell you, if I went, I'd want to get down there for more than anything, probably the drone shows, because I've never seen, other than on screen, you know, on YouTube or whatever, I've never seen a big drone show. And it's just kind of cool to think of something just kind of pixelated in the sky and making pictures. And I don't know, maybe low tech and just super impresses me. But if I was going to go, that is going to be the part I would want to personally get down and check out. And I found out something today when I was looking on the website at balloonfiesta.com. Now, I'm just going to visit a couple of the tabs real quick. The first tab is Experience the Fiesta. If we mention, hey, Mass Ascension is happening, and I'm speaking probably more to people visiting, that what do you mean a Mass? Is that a service? Or a balloon glow. If we say glow, you can go to that Experience the Fiesta, and it lists all the different types of events that happen, and you can click on it and get in detail more of what that experience is like. However, primarily what I plan to share with you throughout the Balloon Fiesta is kind of the daily schedule, and it's so different. I mean, listen, the first Balloon Fiesta I went to, and I mentioned this when we had the folks from the Balloon Fiesta in studio with us, the first one I went to was the first international Balloon Fiesta, the first Balloon Fiesta was at Coronado Center, and then the next year they had international entries, so it became the first international. And that was at the fairgrounds, and I believe it was in February. I was just a little guy walking around with my mom, and my uncle and aunt were in town. And you know, you went down, you froze. I think you maybe even had to have brought your own coffee. And, you know, the balloons went up, and that's what I remember. And now there's just so much with the Balloon Fiesta, lots to do. Looking at the first day coming up this Saturday, the drone light show. Now, look, I would have thought it was only evening. They do them in the morning sometimes, too. I don't know. You know, each day, I guess I'll see. I didn't go through the whole schedule, but 5:45 before the Dawn Patrol, they're doing a drone show. Then the Dawn Patrol goes up at 6 a.m., and there's a morning glow at 6:30. Opening ceremonies at 7. Lots of things happening at 7. National anthem from the main stage, the Mass Ascension, and then at 8 o'clock, chainsaw carving exhibition. There's some of that throughout the day. More entertainment from the stage at 9 o'clock. And they actually auction off some of those chainsaw carvings later in the day, too. But in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, parachuters. You don't see that every day, right? And more entertainment from the stage. Then the evening glow at 6:30. Skydiving at 7:30 in the evening. A drone show at 7:45, followed by fireworks. And if you've ever seen the fireworks display, it's pretty awesome. So that's just day one. So we're going to try to keep you posted on that. And look, you can get all the details about the Balloon Fiesta either by going to their site, balloonfiesta.com, or we've made a link easy. If you forget where to get it, just go to klyt.fm in the Action Center, click on the balloons, and you'll find all the information that you need. And we'll try to keep you posted on daily events there. As I mentioned, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition in studio with us for the remainder of the hour. And Carla, always glad to see you, my friend.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here.
You getting to the balloons this year?
Yes, we were blessed with an invitation to go to a corporate tent. So we'll be there one day this week, early in the morning, before I'm usually up. I will be there.
You know, I think I decided if I go, I'm going to do from probably Hoffmantown Church. I think they're at Coronado and Hoffmantown, and do the park and ride.
Oh, yeah.
Just avoid the hassle and just plan. You know, it's hard for me to be driving and sitting in traffic. It's like, go! And if I can just sit on a bus and be talking to friends or family, it's so much easier. Which, by the way, traffic, I don't know if you've noticed, but this morning coming down Jefferson at 8 o'clock was already busy. And I don't know if there was an accident somewhere. I never saw an accident. I-25 was moving slow, and there was a lot of out-of-state plates.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
but a big reminder for the Balloon Fiesta, if you are driving, then drive.
Yeah.
You know, don't be looking up at the balloon. If you want to watch the balloons, please pull off to a safe place that you're allowed to, not along the interstate. And I don't even think along the Pan American. You got to get out, get to a parking lot, and watch the balloons. But it is really something to behold. If you've never seen it, welcome to Albuquerque. And looking at the forecast, it looks like we could have another great Balloon Fiesta like last year.
Oh, good.
It's a good one. At any rate, I don't know how the balloons connect to business here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico.
It brings a lot of money and business to the state.
Yeah, well, I know that, but I, as far as the details about what we were covering, and we do have plenty to cover, some of which we've brought up on this show before. If you could, Carla, because you know the content better than I do that we're going to be walking through, we're asking the listener to stay with us through the full hour and get, you know, these are things that are relevant to our listeners. They need to be aware of, some of which I'm going to guess, or, you know, we've got an upcoming election and, you know, just, being involved with that too. I don't know how much that we'll be covering on today's show, but kind of tease some of the content we're going to be walking through without going into great detail. We'll cover it as we walk through.
Well, just a note, when you talk about the Balloon Fiesta, they are planning to put a soccer field out there. And so that's something that we can talk about that is going to be somewhat disruptive to what we're used to with our balloons. But today is, you know, we've got the federal government has
shut down. Yeah. Can't go to probably the Smithsonian or Library of Congress or but there's essentials still open today. I actually saw a funny meme right as we were preparing for the show. Someone said, hey, with the government shut down, are the game wardens off? I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. And at the state level, today at noon, we started a special session. And unfortunately, it is not special for the people of New Mexico to get what we need covered, and that's our health care and the crime situation. Yeah. So we'll be talking about that and how those two issues are impacting us significantly, but they will not, they're not planned to be addressed in this special session that we're paying thousands of dollars a day for.
Yeah, and we'll maybe even get to why the specials. We'll get to all of that.
Yeah,
and more. A little early to take a break, but why don't we take a break? We'll gather ourselves and come back and jump into some of these relevant topics that we really want to make sure we cover. And by the way, you can go to nmbizcoalition.org. To find out more about Carla's organization, that's nmbizcoalition.org. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org as well. You got to spell it all out. No NM there. Better Together New Mexico. Both sites with some great information. We're going to take a quick break. Carla, I'd ask you if you could stay, but the plan is the full hour, so here we go.
All right.
We'll be back after the break on ABQ Connect. There we go. That is, first of all, let me back up a little bit. I kind of threw our engineer a curve because we were going to play that in the first segment. So we'll stay in this first segment. And let me tell you who that was. That was Nicole Tobiasen, a Republican representative.
State senator.
Or state senator here in New Mexico. And that was her, obviously, in session in one of the committees, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was actually yesterday in a committee prior to the session.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you could catch it. It would be hard to miss it. And actually, I did a couple of edits there because there's a couple places there where, you know, Nicole and to her credit, I mean, she had to pause and collect herself. She's passionate about this, and you can hear it in her voice. And it's not only about her family, and it's more specifically her husband, Mark, that's been dealing, you heard what he's been dealing with, but that passion also extends to the people she represents. She's passionate about this because, and if you're, you know, the chances are if you're listening and tried to deal with healthcare in the last few years in New Mexico, you've found, you know, I mean, it's not easy. It took me a while, but I finally got a primary. But it's not easy. It's not like it used to be. And it's stuff that needs to be addressed. And she brought up the rural health care. I mean, she mentioned how fortunate they were that Mark was here in Albuquerque near major medical facilities. You go... I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'm correct about this, but I'm thinking like Raton or, you know, somewhere out in Estancia, you know, Vaughan, you know, some of these more remote locations. There may be some smaller facilities and maybe something closer than Albuquerque, but it's a real crisis. And Carla, I'm going to throw it to you, but correct me if I'm wrong. The landscape for the medical field, specifically doctors, here in New Mexico, it's not welcoming. It's not a place that it's easy for them to be. And that's something to consider. Be very appreciative of the healthcare personnel that you found to work with here. God bless them for being here in New Mexico. But Carla, it's a real issue, and it's one thing to say it's a real issue. Now, practical steps. What needs to happen?
Well, first of all, we talked about this in our email this morning. It's very unfortunate, but the New Mexico Trial Lawyers Association has way too much influence in Santa Fe. They make a lot of money, and they buy the votes of our more liberal senators and representatives. And as a result, they got a law passed that lifted limits of liability on doctors. And what that means is people can sue a doctor for any reason, for any amount. The problem is the doctors are leaving the state because they don't want the risk.
They need insurance to cover that.
Well, they're not able to get insurance many times, or they can't afford it.
Yeah.
So many of the insurance companies are now pulling out of the state. It doesn't, no amount of premium is going to cover a catastrophic loss. And so the Trial Attorneys Association created this with the governor and certain legislators who have the majority. And this is what we're dealing with. We've lost most of our better healthcare providers who can make a decent living without the risk in another jurisdiction, and that means outside of New Mexico.
Okay, so now yesterday, was that part of the special session?
No, the special started today. Yesterday was an interim committee meeting.
Okay. And do we anticipate that some of this will come up during the special session?
No, they don't want to hear it. And that is why Senator Tobiasen is so passionate about it, with her husband in the hospital in a coma.
Yeah.
And they're unable to get for 3 weeks positive test results because everything is slow tracked from New Mexico. We can't do the testing here. We have to send everything away. And the tests that he was undergoing were extensive and unique. And so it further complicates things.
Yeah. You know, let me say this too. I mean, you know, one, you know, we want to do things we can to attract doctors to stay here, do things contrary, most likely, to what you just shared. But we also want to keep, listen, I know Nicole and Mark personally, and I can tell you the what they've given to New Mexico. Before she was serving as a state senator, They contributed greatly to the business community here in New Mexico. They operate a business coaching business. I don't know, details, but I imagine, Mark and Nicole were doing fine doing that. But she's passionate about not just this, but all kinds of things. And it's, listen, there's people on both sides of the aisle, and there are people who live here just like we do. And in order to keep these people who want to meet people in the public square and make this a better place, we take a chance at losing them to, another state. So these are other things to consider. I'm sure there's more to talk about here. We'll take a quick break and come back and get to our next segment. But Carla Sontag in studio with us from the New Mexico Business Coalition, nmbizcoalition.org. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. In studio with us, Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico, both nonpartisan organizations, and really keeping us updated on things that we should be aware of. What's happening in the roundhouse of yesterday, committee hearing that we heard testimony from Nicole Tobiasen, state senator, and the personal things that have touched her family and her constituents in regards to health care. And we have more on that subject. Carla, I'll throw it back to you in regards to health care.
Well, the other thing that the senator was talking about was the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact. New Mexico is only one of eight states that has not signed this compact. And all the compact says, in essence, if a doctor or nurse is licensed in another state, they can come here and practice as long as they have a clean record and there's certain things that they have to do. It's not just a free pass, but it would allow us to utilize those doctors and nurses who choose to travel for their trade. We need the help here, obviously, because we're so shorthanded, as we talked about. But New Mexico will not sign this compact. Only one of eight states not to be involved in this.
Is there a why they won't? those that are opposed to signing the compact.
They say that it threatens New Mexico's sovereignty, our control over all things. The problem is we've obviously lost control of our health care, and we need help, and we need the help of qualified doctors and nurses who are traveling. It was that kind of assistance that Senator Tobiasen was getting for her husband while he's in the hospital because they're so short-staffed. And it's important. It is as important as fixing the medical malpractice. And these are things that go back to the legislators who choose not to think about what is good for the people of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And we just want to encourage people to contact your legislator. It's a very short window. Special session is on today, and they will adjourn tomorrow or Friday, likely. But you can put some pressure on them. The last special session was $97,800 per day to run the session. We should have attention on these two issues regarding our health care and crime regarding our safety, and they're not listed on the governor's intended agenda.
So they're not listed. Can it still happen?
Anything can happen. The reason she didn't put those on, she says she's willing to consider, but she wouldn't put them on because the Democrats who control, and these are the liberal Democrats, they said, no, we don't want to talk about it.
Okay. There's got to just be so much more to that that's not being said. It just seems, anyway.
I will say it. They are not looking out for the interest of the people of New Mexico, and the people of New Mexico need to call them and tell them where we want their attention.
Yeah.
Because what they are focusing on, the things that they're going to bring, a lot of it primarily has to do with budget cuts that are going to come from the federal government because New Mexico is fighting back against the feds on several issues. In New Mexico, we know for a fact that money is being spent from Medicaid in particular for people who are not legal residents of our state.
Okay, similar to what was topic in regards to passing a budget and the government shutting down is you hear the talking points from the Democratic side, talking points from the Democrat side people will be losing health care. They don't mention those people are illegal immigrants that will be losing. And then one of the other things I know that was big on that federally was returning funds to public broadcasting, whether it's PBS or NPR, right. Maybe there's others, but those are the two that obviously come to mind. Yeah, it sounds like party lines.
The federal government players will not talk about. They're just talking about loss of Medicaid dollars, and they don't want to recognize that there are states using it for people who are not legal residents. But we know that's happening in New Mexico. I won't speak for other states, but I will speak for New Mexico. It is happening here, and it is a problem. And if the federal government sees fit to take that money back and say, you don't have access to this because we are not set up to tax Americans to give free medical to those who are not Americans and who are not in the process of becoming a citizen, and I don't care what country they're from, that is the federal government's prerogative. So the state has called this special session really to focus on what are they going to do, because they want to continue giving that money to people who are not legal residents. I have a problem with that. I work really hard, and I know you do, and I know a lot of people work really hard, and we pay taxes.
Yeah.
To take care of our own. Now, I'm not saying I don't want to help others, but I am saying you go to any other country that we're talking about who's immigrated here, and I guarantee you they are not going to offer you free health care, free education, free rent, free phones. They don't do it. Why do we?
Yeah, does any other country do that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Not for people outside of their country. Everybody tries to take care of their own first. The United States is a wealthy nation.
You mean America first?
Yeah.
Okay, now listen, let me address some of that, because you personally, listener, and me, we can choose to be supportive with our own personal dollars to support people in need. Even here, I'm sure there's a place for you to give financially if you out of, along with your taxes here in New Mexico. But if it's a concern, you have opportunity to reach out to those places that need funds to give to people that our country and the way it's not set up for illegal immigrants to be here getting these things. And again, these are humans, and I don't want to paint some ugly picture about illegal immigration as that, now if they're here illegally, they've committed a crime. And I understand a lot of those are to meet them, a lot of those people can be very nice people. And when I say those people, by the way, I'm saying illegal immigrants from wherever. Okay. I don't want to make it just like we do care. They are human. However, the way that they're being cared for is not proper. It's not how our country is set up to do it.
Well, we have a lot of people in this country that need help. and we need to be prioritizing their assistance over those from other countries.
But as an individual, I'm trying to imagine who's listening is going, you know what, we should be, if you are led and if you feel a compulsion to give, and do it. You know, go down and volunteer. Do, and where, I don't know where that is. I'm not called to do it. I'm doing something else. I'm providing information as best I can. It's a special session. And if you want some of these things covered that we're talking about that aren't on the agenda, you need to reach out to your representative, your senator, say, hey, you're there. We want this brought up during this special session. And Carla, we've done it before, and you can do it much more quickly than I can. Is it
nmlegis.gov.
nmlegis.gov, where you can find out who your representative is and how to contact them.
Right. And that was in our email this morning, too. And we've had people participate by calling or emailing their legislator. And it is helpful.
People who say the email, those who aren't getting it right now, tell them how to make sure they can get that email from you.
You can sign up for our emails at our website. There's a place to sign up on both websites, nmbizcoalition.org or bettertogethernewmexico.org. And then we'll send you our news.
All right. Hey, we're up against the break again. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk more with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, back in studio with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. And I want to give a shout out to our engineer, Tayshawn, is running the board today. Appreciate what he does daily to help us communicate with you. And you know, Carla, actually, open phones is a regular thing. We don't actually typically get calls, but I know you're listening because we hear from you, studio at klyt.fm. But if you immediately want to jump into the conversation, we take your call, 338-5790. It's area 505, 338-5790. Give Tayshawn your name and contact information, and we'll get you on the air as best we can with the remaining time. We have this little less than a half hour with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. I just kind of volunteered you for phone calls there, Carla, but I know you're prepared, and we're talking about it off the air. You know, when you know just true things, facts, you can confidently share true things, facts. And have a reasonable discussion about these things. We're reminded in Scripture, come, let us reason together. And it gets so frustrating when you really want to work through a topic and you just start, you know, talking. And I haven't sat in the roundhouse like you have. And I imagine it's much different now than it was 30 years ago or even 40.
It's incredible. I'll tell you, you go up there and if you have an opinion that is different than the majority opinion, they will literally cut you off and tell you your time is up, whether or not it is, because they don't want to hear you.
Yeah.
And you're being censored live, and it's very difficult. But
literally,
you know,
cut you off like I just interrupted you, or turn down your mic.
Both. They'll say you're done, and they'll cut you off. They'll cut off your mic, or
even though with the way things are supposed to happen in legislation and, you know.
Well, they tell you at the beginning, if you're from the public, as I am, and you want to make comment, they'll say you have 1 minute or you have 2 minutes. And you may be, let's say they've given you 1 minute, you're 30 seconds in, and they see that you're opposing what they want to ram through.
Yeah.
They'll just say, thank you. And you're done. And they will literally take the microphone from you and give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to hear you. But to your point about people wanting to help, we have our Heroes Banquet coming up.
Oh, yeah.
October 23rd. Such a beautiful event where we honor really wonderful people. We'll have both the families from the two officers who died in the line of duty this year. They will be there. The proceeds go to their children. And we have one of the young adults is 17, getting ready for secondary education, will be presenting a check to them that night. But on helping others, we're also honoring one of our community heroes. They started and run Los Ojos de la Familia, and they provide aid, food, and different things to families in need. And it was such a big hit in New Mexico, they've actually expanded into Arizona with this same nonprofit. So there are ways to give back.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. And to find that, go to nmbizcoalition.org. Right on the homepage, you'll see, actually, there's an events drop-down. You can click on Heroes Banquet. Or off to the side right on the homepage, you'll see the Heroes Banquet. Click over there. Not only the where you're reaching out to others, but you've got some heavy hitters coming to speak.
Oh, yes, we do. We have America's Sheriff, David Clark. And he is very entertaining, to the point. He's very strong in supporting our police and our military. We're super excited to have him, and we hope that people will come. And the other big news, our silent auction opened today. That's also on our website. So if you want to do some early Christmas shopping, we've got some really fun things there.
Did you make any bids?
I haven't yet. I wanted to let the public see it before I go, but I'll tell you, I will be bidding. There are some really cool things. Some from the Isotopes, some from the Ice Wolves. We've got a jersey, game-worn jersey with some tickets, and there's lots of good stuff. You got to go shopping.
Well, and you know, since it's on the Heroes Banquet page, and we don't talk about it often, and I'm bringing it up because it's the logo's on the page. I want to give you a chance because we often mention New Mexico Business Coalition. We mentioned Better Together New Mexico. Included is the logo for Rebound New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Can you remind the listeners?
That is our charity. That's a 501c3. So if you make a contribution to the scholarship fund for the children who lost a parent, a first responder parent in New Mexico, it is tax deductible as allowed by law, as if you were giving to a church. It's the same thing, as far as the status with the IRS, 501c3. So Rebound does a lot. Our mission originally was to help the homeless get back on their feet and get employed again. And so we were teaching a Christian-based course on how they could go through the job process, how to write a resume, how to present themselves for an interview, how to show up on that first day of work. That got shut down during COVID, but we're still doing what we can to assist there.
Yeah.
So when I talk about
it's a good mentorship.
It really is. And we've got some great people that work in that program. We are very soft-hearted to the people who need help, and we try to help however we can. Yeah. We do spend a lot of time on business policy and what's good for everybody, but we do have people among us, and that's what I was referring to earlier. Are citizens of the state that really need assistance, and they need help.
Appreciate that, Carla, very much. I mentioned earlier, if you're being led in this area to reach out to these families of heroes, this is a way for you to do it. You can do it at nmbizcoalition.org or come on out. How are the ticket sales going for the Heroes Banquet?
Good. And we want to pack the room because one of the most wonderful things you can do is be there to honor these people. The families who lost a loved one in the line of duty, can you just imagine the pain that they've gone through?
No, I can't.
I can't either. And yet they're willing to come. And it is such a beautiful time for them to see people from all over the state who are there to honor their loved one. And we give them gifts and then the scholarships for the kids. It's just a beautiful thing to see them honored that way.
It's beautiful and it's loving. It's a loving environment and opportunity to reach out to our neighbors. All right. Hey, we're up against break again. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, Carla, I already thanked you for bringing up the Heroes Banquet, but also because, man, we talk about such heavy stuff. And it's just great to, you know, obviously there's the loss of life. We're talking about the officers that we lost in the last year. But the positive reaching out to the families and watching community circle the wagons and really be a positive impact in our community. And I appreciate not only that you're actually doing it, but the show needed a little shot in the arm too. So thank you.
We hope it will buy tickets. We're also recognizing a veteran of the year. New Mexico has some amazing veterans doing some amazing things. And this is not a person that we select. It's a person that is selected by the New Mexico Retiree Association. So you have a representative or more from every branch of the military that comes together and selects one veteran to be recognized, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have a active duty military recognized this year as well, somebody nominated from Kirtland Air Force Base. So we're really excited. I mean, we have some, it's all good news. It's all a beautiful evening, and it's a wonderful time to support and show the love and affection that we have for other New Mexicans, some who really need it and some who deserve it and just have never gotten it.
Hey, I'm kind of bushwhacking you here. We mentioned America's Sheriff speaking at the event, David Clark. Do we know topically what he's going to be covering?
He'll be talking on his subject, and his subject is his love and respect for law enforcement.
Okay. All right, that's going to be part of the Heroes Banquet, and that, again, is coming up on
October 23rd.
October 23rd. What night is that?
Thursday. It's a Thursday evening, so we're not interfering with your weekend, although the event is growing, so we may have to go to weekends in the future, but we hope you'll join us. We've got people coming from all over the state for this event, and we hope you'll be one among them.
All right, let's talk about what is on the agenda for the special session that started today at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe, and why, you know, our listeners may be concerned.
Well,
maybe they'll love it. Maybe they'll hear and go, oh, good. I'm glad they're talking about that.
Yeah.
But let's walk through it.
Well, there's several things that we've already touched on that has to do with the state coming together to try to get the money that they need to continue assistance to people who are not legal residents.
Uh-huh.
That's in a nutshell. We've talked about that. They're going to spend considerable amount of time on that. But there's two issues that kind of buffer that. One is on the rural health care, and it's actually related. They're concerned about Medicaid cuts and how it will impact the rural health care. So
federal Medicaid mm-hmm. cuts, okay.
Yeah, so the state's going to be looking at that in their whole package.
Which, by the way, part of the big, great, big, beautiful bill that, you know, keeps being brought up. Brian Cochran and I did a full show on that, so you can find the archive to that. Just look, you know, do a search for Brian Cochran. I forget what the date was. You'll find it, where we talked about all the detail, you know, all the things you're hearing about the great, big, beautiful bill and what really is happening.
Yeah.
Brian's real good about just the facts, ma'am. He's Sergeant Friday. Right?
That's the way it ought to be. The other thing that we think that they could be talking about is a vaccine policy for the state. Right now, the federal government is talking about, basically, if you want to immunize your children, then you should do that. But if you don't want to, you shouldn't be forced to do that.
Yeah.
And they've been looking at the number of vaccinations and the requirements and how they have grown over the years. And there's controversy about that, but the state then wants to come in, New Mexico, and they're trying to force the issue. They want to make sure that, there is a mandate. And so some parents, regardless of where this started with the current federal administration, we've always had some parents among us who didn't believe in vaccinations and they didn't want to I remember when my kids were growing up, we had a couple of parents that their kids were in our school and they had no vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
kids never got sick, and our kids never got sick from them. And it was a choice that they made. At the time, it was a choice that I made. I think this is a good thing for an American to decide. It's your child.
Whose?
The individual choice.
Whose child?
Yeah. It should be your child.
Yeah.
Not for the state to decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a topic. And again, this is a subject that as a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, you may have a concern about this, and you may want to also contact your legislator and voice your opinion about that.
NMLegis, like legislature, nmlegis.gov. Find out who your representative is and let them know where you stand on these issues, whether it's the lack of health care available because of the lack of doctors, whether it's your tax dollars going to non-citizens that are here illegally, or whether it's to the various food assistance programs, which, again, there's great places you can, and Carla mentioned the Heroes Banquet, a great place you can give locally, and many churches have food assistance programs that you can give towards. If, you know, pray about where God would have you be part of what's happening in the public square. Pray about what God would have you do in regards to these things. And also remember to keep Jesus primary. Keep the main thing the main thing. If we would follow the statutes that we find in the Word of God and raise our families in that way, we just would not have so many of the issues that we run into. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, with the few minutes we have left, let's bring up, and this is something that I'm probably prepared to talk about, broadcasting, specifically public broadcasting. Now, you may be more up to snuff on, now when I think of public broadcasting, it's the two that I mentioned earlier, NPR and PBS, or maybe other places that and they've gotten federal funding in the past, and part of the Great Big Beautiful Bill was, I forget if they totally cut or they cut back, maybe, I'm just telling you, we don't take funds from the government. We don't take them from the state government, from the municipal government, from the county government, from the federal. We do not, for this non-commercial radio station, this nonprofit station, 88.3 FM, KLYT, we are funded by listeners like you. If you didn't know that, by the way, you can go to klyt.fm. There's a place there for you to give regularly. I would have you prayerfully consider when you're doing that maybe you tune in daily, and we hope and pray the programming is a blessing to you. But you see the issues and things that we cover, and we try to, and most of the day it's Bible teaching. And if you want that for New Mexico, there's a place for you to give and be supportive to. Should our tax dollars be going to public broadcasting? And I believe, so I guess there's some funding coming not only from the federal government, but from the state government, Carla?
Yeah, there is. And they'll be talking about how to get them more. It's an interesting thing. I was on a PBS show one time, and it was interesting because they said they were going to have two conservatives and two liberals.
Yeah.
They really had three liberals and me, and it was fascinating because you can tell I kind of, they ask me a question, I answer it.
Yeah.
I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not mean to people,
yeah.
But it is what it is for me, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah,
I was never invited back.
Would you like to be invited back?
I would love to sit there and dialogue with these people.
I'll tell you what, I'll invite you back next month.
Yeah, it's great to come. I just would love to talk with people who have different opinions, because I think dialogue's important, but they didn't. And so, to your question, I don't know that I'm too concerned about their funding. If they want to have balanced presentations and conversations.
Hey, you can hear we're out of time. And I'll say this about that. If people want to listen to them, if they want to listen to us, they should go on our website and support us financially.
Right.
If they want to listen to them, they should go on their site and support them financially. Level the playing field maybe a little bit. But Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition, I'm sorry to cut you off and we're out of time, but nmlegis.gov to find out who your representative is, and nmbizcoalition.org. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect.